Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and I also have with me Marnie Werner for this third in the three-part series interview with Mike Nolan, the Small Business Development Center Executive Director. Marnie had a question for Mike.
You've worked in business and business development in cities and rural areas now, and in other countries even. And how does it differ in rural areas? How entrepreneurial are rural people, and how different is it from other, like in the cities, in the urban areas?
It's a great question. I think our rural communities have such strong support networks. You know, everybody knows each other's business. You know, the thing about rural areas, you can't be bad. If you're a plumber in town and you have four or five people that don't like you, you're done. You know, mm-hmm. You can probably get away with it in a big city. So, you know, it's good and bad. You don't have a lot of opportunities for mistakes in small towns, but you also have a strong network of support. I think bankers know their local communities. They know who to lend to and who not to lend to. So you see a little bit more, I'd say, passion in the banking industries in small towns. The local communities who have economic development dollars to put behind projects. I don't think you find that in the large areas for small businesses. You know, we see local economic development people, you know, putting $5,000-$10,000 into a $20,000 or $30,000 business, and I don't see that happening in metros. So I think that's a very, very strong aspect of entrepreneurship mm-hmm. in rural America. I love it. They have their challenges. The big boxes, and as we go to more regional shopping hubs, it gets harder and harder to afford to provide those local services. And people vote with their feet, and they vote with their pocketbook. Maintaining that level of, yes, I have to charge slightly higher prices than going to the big city, but I'm going to earn that I'm going to earn that level of service. I'm going to provide an experience of shopping local and knowing who you are, of quality and service and all these things. And that complete local hometown experience is going to beat what you get in the big cities. And that's what we have to do.
So if someone wanted to, you know, if someone got bitten by that entrepreneurial bug and thought, you know, I want to do a particular business, and I'm going to have to start my own business if I want to do that and stay here in my hometown, where do they go first?
Well, yeah, I think you definitely give us a call. Give your Small Business Development Center in your area a call. We work extremely well with our other partners in our region to find that right person to help you realize your dream. And oftentimes it takes more than one, and really try to help you get started in business the whole way. So we're a good center point of contact, but definitely we don't do it alone.
And a big thank you to Mike Nolan, the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center here at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and also to Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.